The illusion of time is fading. My perception is expanding. My mind is expanding. I have walked through the
Jenny. A ti y a mí. Y ya le ni cama guay la yola. Ahí ya ni la yola. Dúy lo que aquí ya. Ahí de que quiera que ya ya. Yini nu fanye nu ci jallam ci gen hapon man te jili lam ci gisu mana jeni samba a hu ci jamburu fanye man te hate ka waw ahi mala jeni uja ayo ayo yo 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 Jesus que lo ve emite cateta su mai ayo 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 yo 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 Jesus que lo ve emite cateta su mai ayo. Sembe munyeni bane wanya usumenga uya so
reflecting and spirit, you know, speaks to me when I get out here and just start connecting with the earth. And I get a chance to really do a lot of channeling and connecting with this world that we live in, you know, just connecting with my environment and just connecting with even the cosmos. It's like when you're out here on Earth, it's like you have a connection with the celestial realm, and then you also have a connection with the terrestrial realm because you're like directly out here. So that's why I like to you know, do a lot of videos and different things like that in nature, because when you're in a building, and the way these buildings are built, they block our spirit. They block our crown chakra. See, that's why I like the Egyptians. They built pyramid type of buildings. And
beware them buildings with a square top.
Shout out to the Olmecs out there, and the mound builders, and the Aztecs, and people that come from that particular ancestral bloodline. They built mounds and things that at the top had somewhat of a point to it, because they could channel in that celestial energy into the building they were in, and their spirit was able to, and their Merkaba was able to move around and breathe and be able to adjust itself a certain type of way because of the way that the structure that they were in was built. Whereas now, you know, we live in these houses and they're basically, you know, pretty basic. You know, it's just four walls and then a roof, and you notice the roof is flat, so can't no celestial energy come in through the house. So, you know, like, you can't really connect with spirit when you're just sitting around in the house all day and things of that nature, because the way that these houses are built, these homes are built,
keep it trying.
Like, architecture is very key, and building is very key when it comes to understanding the sacred geometry and understanding our connection with this earth. And not only that, but based upon who we are as a being, we have a spiritual part of us that has to be outside in fresh air.
Better believe that raw immortal hell.
Space and time, pure at heart, because I deal with the mind. That's why I compose these verses. Lord of all worlds, my thoughts are now universes. Written on these pages is the ageless wisdom of the sages. Ignorance is contagious, so I hope you keep your focus. There's no hocus pocus. In the end, it's just us. Devil got brother killing brother. It's insane, going out like Abel and Cain. Wisen up and use your brain. There'll be no limit to the things that you can gain. In positivity, balance it with negativity. Until then, ain't the devil happy. My hair nappy, naughty, won't go out like John Gotti. He came from the caves to destroy everybody. And we like fools, destroy our own bodies. Too many niggas chilling, bad boys boom, boom. This leaves no room for the flowers to bloom. Seeds blow in the wind, another drug killing. What are we accomplishing? Nothing. What's the matter? Why every time I look around, another brain gets splattered. Some pockets get fatter, but it don't matter. The devil's the only one who really is fatter. Lead ruptures flesh, spleens are shattered, dreams are shattered. Another queen without a king. What will our children become without proper guidance? Probably nothing. So ain't the devil happy? Ain't the devil happy? A state of nothingness, hopelessness, lifelessness. If you're in range, I hope you hear this and try to change this, cause it's disastrous. Who gets the most loot? Who gets bust? Dollar bill, y'all, is the God we trust. The days blow by like dust, even men of steel rust. We're out here acting ridiculous when only we can save us. Mentally enslave us for little or nothing. Kill our neighbors. Animalistic, cannibalistic behavior. Look to the sky for your savior. He won't save ya. He didn't save your forefathers. Why bothers, brothers? You must discover the power of self. Know thyself or find thyself. Hating thyself, killing thyself. While he collects the wealth that you sit back and murder for. Ain't the devil happy?
We gonna keep like this. I bet you know that we gonna do this rap thing like we only know how. We know we can. This shit ain't plain, but it's just coming out my face and my hand. Streaming beams of light. Let the folks know that it's alright. All I'm doing is making like the dimensions that kind of collide. You know what I'm saying? So you better face that demon that you go to inside. Divide, man, Saturn and Pluto coincide. It's time for a whole new
paradigm and the dark ones can't hide. With them two men and deep down and underground in the caverns and catacombs. They've been here since a long time, man, even since before man child. And I'm here with them too, you know. I'm mellow with what they're doing. It ain't all of this evil boogaloo. There's a lot of different kinds of them too. And I'm talking about them reptoid appearing dudes. Cause they can be benign, they can even be outright kind. You know what I'm saying? So don't let like all the conventional dialogue and David Icke make up your mind. Although they're showing up some evil ass motherfuckers on the scenes or behind. The human traffic.
Members of the Theosophical Society, who were the first ones in the occult milieu to be interested in these entities. The famous image of the Grey that people refer to, the one depicted that was drawn by Aleister Crowley,
was done
for the cover of a book of Madame Blavatsky. So people need to understand first the link between the Theosophical Society, ufology, and all the early sightings that happened after Crowley's group here in California opened a specific portal here in the Mojave Desert, which is where I live. And from that moment onwards, we start seeing a constant flow of these UFOs into this dimension. And then there was Maid Lane, and there is that famous document that surfaced 10 years ago that everybody talked about. You remember that talk about the extra dimensionality of these beings. And the fact that in this document they were warning, actually, the FBI, this borderland research science group, which basically was connected to a guy called Maid Lane, who in turn was connected to all the same people, to the OTO, the Theosophical Society. And then we have, for example, an experience with the UFO that was even made by Charles Manson and the OTO lodge he was connected with, the Solar Lodge of the OTO. I have the documentation in this book. So, I mean, it's like they are starting to reveal things, and I'm glad that they're doing, but I think that what's going to happen after they bring out the truth of what they know in June is a partial interpretation that will only serve their own purpose. So whatever is...
You better believe that, Leo Zagami. Get ready for the fake UFO revelations coming from the government. And you cannot believe a single word they say about anything, Jack. This is Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. And we with Leo Zagami, breaking the spell and seeing the truth. In conversation with Jason Leosados.
Their own plan at the moment, that's what they're going to use it for.
As usual. Thank you, Leo. Great information. Because there's so many things to ask you. And I want to just remind people, well, a lot of people don't know this about you, is that you have been and not still be. You've done it. You're an exorcist. You've done exorcisms from people. People don't know that. And I've seen these things myself, people. I've done shamanic work. I know about what is there, good and bad. Yes,
this document here, which is printed in this Invisible Master, which is this document I printed in Invisible Master, and I think also in Volume 1 in the new edition, it is the memorandum dated 8 July 1947. Now, what happened in that early July 1947? Roswell. I went to Roswell exactly 72 years after. 72 is also a number very important for the Goetia, for a lot of things concerning occultism, evocation. In my own experience in Roswell was a pretty freaky experience, because in the middle of the night I was supposed to get up, and I did get up around 2, because then I had to leave at 3 o'clock so I could get to Alex Jones Studio in Texas, which is 10 hours away. Distances here in the U.S., as you know, are very big. So I was in New Mexico in Roswell, and I had met Donald Schmidt, and one of the curators of the museum, Roswell Museum. But during the night, my wife, Santi, woke me up because I was apparently shaking and shouting, don't take me, don't... And I had a nightmare of being abducted. And my wife was like, wow, shocked, because I don't usually have this kind of nightmare. Even if we were in a motel called the UFO cache or something like that, I mean, and you have all these kind of very trashy situations regarding the UFO folklore in Roswell, as you can imagine. But this was, and then when we went down, suddenly we were in front of a scene that I filmed. Unfortunately, no longer have, because the channel was removed, and I think that the phone in question also broke down, so we don't have those images anymore, which was images of a big tail of cars from the police, from the military and stuff, in the middle of the night, on the very night of the anniversary, because it happened on the, I think, 2nd of July, the day I was there, and I went there right on the day of the anniversary. But soon after its anniversary, there was this document that was sent from San Diego, from this group of occultists who basically used terms that were theosophical in nature, like the locus, and terms that are basically theosophical, to describe what happened, and they warned the authorities not to attack these UFOs, because they were, of course, superior in technology and everything else, but also describing the fact that they were connected to entities who were extra-dimensional, who were, of course, driving these UFO at incredible speed, using the power of the mind. But people are shocked about these things when they shouldn't, because we are a very primitive species. But already in 2021, as a primitive species, we have Elon Musk experimenting with a monkey, not playing with a video game without using the joystick. So in 10, 20 years' time, we will be also using a form of telepathy if we use a computer brain interface. Of course, I will avoid that, because
you got to avoid it, and Leo Zagame, he wise to say that.
I don't want to have anything to do with transhumanism or with external things implanted in me.
Me either, buddy! Blood-drinking pedophiles. This world, it don't show no after
all of this bullshit.
Heat on the chicken. It's not done, but we're gonna put it on simmer. Oh, everyone!
Mm-hmm. we call a button, right? My shit come out, boom, in the best shit in all the clubs. I don't care, those things don't even exist anymore. There's still hell dimensions where this thing going on. And actually all the things that transpired in them clubs when they got the bottle full of bubbles. Oh yeah, they were taking lots of X, but wasn't no room for love. And right now, thanks to motherfuckers like me, oh, we living in a tyrannical parasitic imaginary state. Won't you all branch it like Cyrus Parson said? She got fucked up for the stupid thing that the demons put in people's heads.
Reprogram your brain while you sleep. Why one of my side legs? Where my volume levels is at?
Yo, that's how they're really doing that studio, boy. That's pretty freaking street. And you can drop your headphones and say, yo, drop my headphones. That shit, that's street, bro.
Bang your beat song.
Oh, yeah. Clap yours! Clap yours!
Oh,
if they give you superpowers, no thanks.
We've got them anyway. We've got them anyway. Superpowers.
You know we got superpowers, Jason.
But the superpowers that they are trying to promote are the superpowers of a more materialistic nature, because they are the demonic superpowers that will interconnect us with Cyber Satan, that will enslave us in the long run. So when this document was published 10 years ago in the FBI vault, if you remember, all the conspiracy theories went bizarre, because they said, wow, the FBI is saying there is UFO, extra-dimensional creatures, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that in reality, this memorandum was not generated by the FBI, but by this specific secret society that was highlighting the importance of the phenomenon and how we should, to profane people who were not basically well-versed with occultism, they were trying to explain the nature of that.
You know something, Leo? Everybody should read your books, because now is the time we need to understand these things.
Well, then, when in that document they talk about locus and tacus, which are on the astral plane regions where you correspond with these entities, well, people should understand that then we are dealing with the demonic, especially when, like at the end of this book, I write that the involvement is of Robert Bigelow. And who is Robert Bigelow? Robert Bigelow is connected with the Temple of Set, with Colonel Alexander. Robert Bigelow rented Skinwalker Ranch. And Skinwalker Ranch is a place where I was invited. They did this History Channel series. And as soon as I arrived in the U.S., the brother of one of the producers, who is a dear friend of mine, he said, Leo, if you want, I was actually passing Skinwalker. I was driving through Utah. And he said, if you want, you know, you should come here, because, you know, as an expert of the paranormal, they wanted to have the best experts to be there. But let's remember that Skinwalker Ranch is a cursed place, a very scary place, where occurrences happen on a daily basis, where there is a portal that has been identified, even on this TV series. Imagine what will have happened if Leo Zagami goes there. Hell will probably break loose, but my wife didn't permit it. She said, no. Good.
Thank you.
the problems, she said, you know, we were on the phone, we were driving, we were passing Salt Lake City, and my wife was like, we have already enough problems without you going to Skid Row Ranch.
I can imagine, Kirsty grabbing the steering wheel and going, Leo, no. Leo, wait, now, on that subject, here's the next question. You elaborate on these things in the book, but evil magicians who deal with the devilish jinn and the disbelieving shaitan, she says, and the Muslims talk about shayatin, the jinn believers, non-believers. So could you talk a little bit about that, about how the evil magicians are sometimes using that jinn thing? It's complex, I know, but in a sort of nutshell.
Another of the topics that I've discussed, of course, in this book. Mm. There's a specific chapter called Sex with Aliens that discuss even how these entities often interact, even sexually, with humans, and how these whole practices are, of course, forbidden. They are the incubus and succubus terms that are used also in Western magic, you know? And so what about the jinn? I talked about this character in particular, Invisible Master, because he is a Muslim leader who attempted a coup in Turkey. He's called Fethullah Gulen, who apparently is also one of the biggest experts on the jinn, on these entities. Entities that have their own mosque in Mecca, a mosque that is dedicated to these invisible creatures. Now, somebody I know went into this mosque, and after a few minutes, he was immediately reminded that it's not for humans. They actually knocked on his head and went like this. He was like, whoa.
Are you talking about the main, that square thing they all go around?
Yes, there is a mosque in that place, which is, of course, a holy place for all Muslims, but it's not dedicated to humans. It's a mosque dedicated to the jinn. So the jinn is a reality. It's not just an hypothesis. And I've also put it in relation to the reptilian, because people talk about the reptilians, but they don't understand the reptilians. Now, the reptilians is not like David Icke in a naive way described in the first few years of his activity, probably also because of his limited capacity and the knowledge of certain things. He described the reptilians as being a race, this and that and all the other.
So this covers the next lady's question. Who and what are the reptilians? We'll cross this out into one.
Well, okay, what was the question, sorry?
No, you're leading into the question, which is who and what?
No, no.
What are the reptilians? You know, she's saying, yeah.
So basically, it's known that these entities, these jinn, these spirits, they are often described in the forms of a reptile. It seems like in the astral dimension, in the dimension because there is many dimensions aside from our terrestrial dimension, we have to invite these entities into our dimension. Let's not forget that. We can invite them consciously or unconsciously. Now, we should avoid any contact with these kind of entities, because they will often be to us tricksters, or they will be definitely liars and manipulators on behalf of the devil, on behalf of Shaitan, on behalf of the legion that they belong to, the legion of Satan. But they are part of our reality, and they are definitely very important to compare with the alien reality, so we understand the similarity. That's why in my book here, I created a comparison table of common properties between aliens and jinn that you can find on page 214, and there you have the comparison. Now, the aliens, for example, they are good and bad aliens. They are good and bad jinns. There exist different coalitions and race of aliens in a war with each other. There are many stories of wars between jinns and ifrit. So there is different kinds. Alien greys are thin-looking, big black eyes, grey-looking skin. Reptilians are very vertical pupils. We know when it's the alien typical, no, image. Well, the genes have a similar reptilian shape and vertical eye kind of image. So while we move forward, we also understand that they live in the skies. And we know that the UFOs come, you know, they arrive, no? They live at time in the skies, in the caves, in the deep under the earth. We know that the UFOs, incredible, even the Pentagon is saying, they drop into the sea at enormous speed. They don't have a problem like we have with our own kind of technology.
There's this guy. His name is Earl Butts.
It's,
and there are three things he loves.
The fact that there is good gene for angels, and then you have good and bad UFOs.
The second thing, Earl Butts.
Or you, and then you have the phenomenon, of course, of abductions. The phenomena of sexual relations with humans that often has been encountered by people who claim to have had sex with an alien.
Oh, better believe that. And if you want to sharpen your discernment, you keep on tuning in to Space Plan every Tuesday night from midnight until 2 a.m.
Let us now discuss the mental attitude. The mental must always stay calm. You must let nothing move you, be it good or bad. But when the mental cannot be moved, there is no longer good or bad. There just is. When there just is, you have the power to form and shape. So now, witness the wrath of the man.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Ago in Montreal City, there was.
Thank you for coming to the Warp Core. I'm your host, Corbin. This episode is dedicated to Joni Sadler.